What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters.
Offer workshops in FAFSA. We offer workshops in essay writing. We offer workshops on every part of college. But what I thought was that we weren't offering enough of the true pain point, which for us was sitting with students and really, really going through their lists of colleges that they were applying to. We were sort of just kind of sitting back and letting them make all the decisions, which they should. Sometimes we were giving them input and it wasn't really sticking.
That is Tom Stepkowski, career and college counselor at West Hill High School in Connecticut. Hello, I'm your host, Venkat Raman. In the spring of 2023, Tom conducted a special workshop at West Hill High School. In this special episode, we will not only talk to Tom about this workshop, but also with three of his students, Melissa, Anne, and Chelsea, about their experiences with the workshop. Motivated by his experiences and based on our discussions, Tom decided to pilot a workshop for rising seniors using episodes from this podcast to build college lists. As you all know, the College Matters Alma Matters podcast chronicles personal college stories, which includes college alumni and students. So Tom created a workshop for the students with a select set of stories as the basis. On our podcast, Tom talks about why he created the workshop, its structure, the content, classroom discussions, and three students' experiences. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
And I listened to each one and I decided to choose four of them. And then with those four, I said, these four that I found that were very interesting was Aaron, Lorena, Anna, and Sydney. And I decided I'm going to do a workshop where I'm going to have my students listen to parts of these podcasts or all of the podcasts, because this is their generation. These are the kids that are only 2, 3, 4, 5 years older than them that have really, yeah, really good advice. You know, so it made it so much easier. And I decided to make it like a 4-day seminar. So I brought them down 4 different times during a 1-hour period during the school day. I sent them home that first day and I said, now, even though we only listened to snippets today of these podcasts, I want you to really hone in on one or two of them. So if you picked location, you know, maybe you want to listen to the entire episode of Sydney, or if you're picking major, you know, maybe you want to listen to the whole podcast of Lorraine. It's only 35 minutes, you know, and tell me what else you pick up. So they came in on day 2 and they sort of talked a little bit more about what they heard in the podcast. I did ask some clarifying questions because I wanted to make sure, I wasn't sure if they were really going to grasp the podcast and really get, but they did.
The story that resonated with me the most was the story of Anna's, where she looked for a college that had a rigorous course load. And that's like one of the most important criteria for me when choosing the right school.
Adding on to like what they were saying before and just like with what it taught about creating a list, I feel like also hearing other people's perspectives in the room. Like I had one school going into the workshop, like I knew one school for sure I wanted to apply to, but then after that I was like pretty clueless on what was important to me. Like I didn't know where to begin, but like from the sessions, like by the end of the session I had my complete list, and the session I created in the workshop is the same list that I'm using right now, and those are the same schools that I'm applying to.
These were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma Matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For my newsletter, visit almamatters.substack.com. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast with Tom and his students. So without further ado, here's the podcast with Tom Stepkowski and Melissa, Anne, and Chelsea. So Tom, let's get started with some context and your objectives for this workshop.
So, you know, the objective that I was going for, and you know, I want to thank you for having me on your first podcast. So I must have done okay to be invited back. So after we talked, you know, after our podcast that we did together, you know, we talked about, you know, what were the pains, you know, that we were having, you know, in our department as counselors, you know, as far as college was concerned. And I think if you look at career, college and career centers or counselors across America, I think, you know, we're all basically doing the same thing. You know, we offer workshops in FAFSA. We offer workshops in essay writing. We offer workshops, on every part of college. But what I thought was that we weren't offering enough of the true pain point, which for us was sitting with students and really, really going through their lists of colleges that they were applying to. You know, we were sort of just kind of sitting back and letting them make all the decisions, which they should. Sometimes we were giving them input and it wasn't really sticking. And a lot of times kids were really, I would say, just applying to schools, almost like throwing them on their lists. And I was always wondering, like, how did they devise their list? What did they do? Because how do you dwindle it down to that list of 6 or 8 or 10 that you're going to apply to? Where does that exactly come from? And I noticed that the students, as much as we like to feel as counselors, were making an incredible, I don't want to say donation is the wrong word. I would just say it, just a great resource for them to help them look for good schools and schools that fit their criteria. At the end of the day, the people that they're really listening to and the opinion that they really value are students themselves, are kids their own age, and typically kids that are a little bit older than them. They don't want to listen to somebody who's been 20 years removed from college. They want to listen to people who are probably about a year ahead of them. So knowing that, I think about 4 years ago or 3 years ago, right before the pandemic hit, we used to, instead of bringing in professionals to talk about their fields and doctors and lawyers and talk about the schools that they went to, because they were a little bit older than them, we decided, let's bring in students from schools that are in school right now. So when they were in their break, in their fall breaks in October, or when they were on their spring break in March, we would have them come into our career center. We would assemble all of our seniors or juniors, and they would talk about their schools and how they picked their schools. And it proved to be probably the best move that we ever made, because we noticed the kids, that's what they liked to hear. They wanted to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And for them, the horse's mouth was the actual student. But when I spoke to you and learned about your podcast and College Matters, and I noticed not only did you have professionals and teachers and counselors and independent counselors and admissions representatives giving their take on the whole college selection process, you also had students on there, students that were fresh into college, students that had just gotten out of college, and they were basically talking about things like program of study, the size of their school, the quality of the school, the location, the cost, all of those factors. And I thought that was such an easier way to have students, instead of trying to get them to meet up with other people, because that's where they're getting all their information from anyways. Why not just go right on to the podcast that you had done, and just take some of those episodes and really listen to the ones. And so once I told you that, you sent me, as you remember, a good list of students who had, you know, were generous enough to cough up some really good information about the college selection process and what it was for them. And I listened to each one and I decided to choose four of them. And then with those four, I said, you know, instead of, you know, these four that I found that were very interesting was Aaron, Lorena, Anna, and Sydney. And I decided I'm going to do a workshop where I'm going to have my students listen to parts of these podcasts or all of the podcasts, because this is their generation. These are the kids that are only 2, 3, 4, 5 years older than them that have really, really good advice. You know, so it made it so much easier. And not that it's not good to go to the live and try to invite somebody in and some former students to come back during their Thanksgiving break and talk to your kids. I mean, that's great too, but that's a lot of work. I mean, let's face it.
So how was the workshop structured?
Well, then after that, the first thing that we did, I decided to make it like a 4-day seminar. So I brought them down 4 different times during a 1-hour period during the school day. And, you know, that first day was just brainstorming, you know, with them. Hey, you're either going to start to make a college list or you already have some ideas. You know, if you already have some ideas, why did you pick those colleges? What did you look at? And, you know, we all brainstormed and they all basically came up with the same 5 to 6, you know, I looked at the major, I looked at the location of the school, and I looked at the quality of the campus environment, the size of the school, the cost, their resources, and so forth. And we talked about, well, let's rank those. How important is it to have the location? What if you get into a good program and it's all the way across America? Are you going to that? Mm-hmm. So it was really more that first day was more of a, let's just study ourselves and really figure out what's important to me. And then I played snippets of those 4 students from your podcast, just so that the students can kind of hear what was important to Sydney, let's say, or I think it was Lorena who talked about, you know, how she wanted to focus on environmental studies, but still minor in entrepreneurship. So she's talked about the program of study. And I believe it was Aaron who talked about the University of Florida, talking about, you know, what's a big school versus a small school. And then we had, I'm forgetting her name, but I think it was Sydney who spoke about being in Georgetown, but not really going around her location in DC and really learning about it. So how location became a key thing for her. And then finally, I think it was Anna who talked about the quality of school was really, really important to it when she had to decide between University of Chicago and Northwestern. So it really kind of warmed up the kids to really listen to these people and sort of, again, hear it from the horse's mouth and then develop what is important to me. Why am I going to pick a school? And when I start to use some of these, you know, online filters to sort of spit out schools at me, what kind of filter should I really be applying? And those kids found the exercise to be really helpful because it kind of opened their eyes. It made them be sort of say, you know, wow, you know, I kind of picked this school because my cousin goes there. I picked this school. Yeah. I'm going to throw in an application over there because my parents are both, that's their alma mater. I'm really not going there, but I'm just going to throw it in just to appease them. And some of the reasons why the students were picking these schools just didn't make any sense. So I really, you know, I told them, you know, you really, if you're going to listen to your peers or kids that are just, you know, a little bit older than you, listen to the why. Why are they choosing this? And then ask yourself, is that important to you? So it was a really great warm-up activity. And I sent them home that first day. And I said, now, even though we only listened to snippets today of these podcasts, I want you to really hone in on 1 or 2 of them. So if you picked location, you know, maybe you want to listen to the entire episode of Sydney, or if you're picking major, you know, maybe you want to listen to the whole podcast of Lorraine. It's only 35 minutes, you know, and tell me what else you pick up. So they came in on day 2 and they sort of talked a little bit more about what they heard in the podcast. I did ask some clarifying questions because I wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if they were really going to grasp the podcast and really get, but they did. And they brought out a lot of information that I actually missed the first time. So I was very, very thankful. And then from there, day three, we decided, okay, let's start to craft our lists and let's start to write down a school that we know we're definitely going to be applying to. And why are we applying to that? You know, what is the reason? Because we want the list to be clean. We want the list to be not 40, 50 schools and start throwing darts all over the place, because that's how right. I feel that sometimes that's what our students do. And finally on day four, the task was for them to actually come up with a list and divide them up into their reaches, their targets, and their safeties, of which they could leave on day four and feel, wow, you know, I feel very comfortable, you know, presenting this list or starting to do some research on these schools over the summertime, so that when I come back and see my counselor in fall of my senior year, I'm ready. I'm more than ready. And that's kind of what I wanted to see happen. So that's why I did it way back in like February, March of the juniors of their junior year. And now we're, you know, present time, we're in the fall, and you know, we're already seeing really good results from the lists.
Now, you were being very modest when you said that the students were doing all the work, but certainly you had to prep for this. What did you have to do?
So, you know what I did? I put together a really short outline, and I used, you know, when you had sent me those names, you know, there were more than just the four that I focused on. So, you know, I did have to listen to, obviously, the podcasts, you know, 30 to 40 minutes is not bad for me because that's my commute to the school. So as each morning and each afternoon, as I'm driving, I would just pop in and listen to an episode. And when I heard something really, really hit my ear, I would say, wow, this is something that I could, you know, show them. Oh, wow, I got to go back and listen to this. This occurred at 30 minutes or whatever. Sometimes I would find exactly what I was looking for only 20 minutes in. So I would say, it probably took me a good, from start to finish, if I'm listening to the podcast, making up the outline, maybe 5 to 6 hours total, which, you know, to have a lesson now that I can repeat and use over and over and over, because I kind of know what the results are going to be. And then, of course, tweak it every time that I do it. You know, it's not that much time. It would actually take me a lot more time and actually for me be a lot more, you know, I don't enjoy the back and forth of scheduling kids to come in from their fall breaks or spring breaks and then coordinating classrooms to come to our career center, our college and career center to listen to them. It's doable, but if I'm going to spend 5-6 hours, I'd rather do it this way than spend it 5-6 hours doing the other thing.
Now, one question I have is, how did you pick the students for this workshop?
Great question. So we have what's called our Summer Bridge Academy, and it's a college prep academy that we have. But what I don't like about it is that it's in summer, and most of the kids that will attend it are juniors or rising seniors. And for me, that's a little too late. I would rather have you do this during your junior year. So I think it was right after our first podcast, I threw out there after holiday time, I threw out an email and I said, hey, juniors, are any of you already having, you know, trouble or maybe a little bit of nervousness, anxiety, or just don't know, where do students find or decide on which colleges to apply to? If you feel like that, you may want to come to this 4-day seminar. I put it out in an email to about 500 kids. And I had very quickly, I had about 7 or 8 students sign up. And I was only going to go with about 8 students. But then those 8 students after day one actually wanted to invite their friends. And so-and-so didn't get a chance to be here, or so-and-so was absent today, or so-and-so I know would love this. Can I invite them in to come to session two? And that was something I never thought would happen. I thought to myself, well, why not? I can just catch them up on day one. And maybe, you know what I said to them? I remember saying, do you think you can help me catch them up since they're your friend? Because I knew, hey, if they sit there and talk to them, that's what I want in the first place, right? I want them to talk to one another.
Right.
And they were like, no problem. I'll catch them up. And I said, okay, I'll send them the paperwork over email and you catch them up so that on day two, when they come in, it'll work. So what ended up happening was after the four sessions were over and 2 or 3 weeks had passed, then I started getting those stragglers that were answering the emails late, or they were coming in saying, hey, I know you already did one of these. Are you going to do another one? And it got a little bit too close to the end of spring, early summer. And I said, well, they're actually going to do the same thing in the summer academy. So I'm going to pass this on to the counselor that's going to run the college summer academy, and they're going to do the same exercise. So if you just attend summer academy, you'll be doing this exercise. And in the summer academy, we had more like 40 students join from the junior class that were rising seniors at the time. So I know we have something that's really good. I think this time when we advertise it, we'll probably advertise it a little bit more heavy, because that first time I wanted to make it really easy just to see if we had something. I think we'll go a little bit heavier on the advertising and see if we could get more bodies in the room, because with more bodies come, you know, you get more opinions and you get, you just get more input. And that's what we're looking for.
Now, what did you need in the classrooms by way of configuration?
I basically hooked up my laptop right to the board. You know, we have like a Promethean board and we played the sound right out. So, you know, we pulled up the podcast and I was just able to locate each person, their episode with you. And we were just able to just, you know, listen right there. And then, you know, of course I created a little, you know, packet that they could actually jot down notes on. And, you know, it basically had some guiding questions. And then of course I gave them a really good outline, you know, so that they could kind of do a little self-study, sort of pick out what's most important to me. And then finally I gave them the list that they would fill in that would reach as targets and safeties. It was like a page four, and that was going to be on day four that they would eventually fill out and feel a lot more confident about. And then sort of as an exit slip for me, I ask questions like, you know, you could just do it in a Google form and just say, hey, you know, what did you find out that was most beneficial? What really helped you out? And all of the answers range from, geez, I never knew that, or it was good to hear that so-and-so did this. And, you know, so to get such positive feedback from the students, you know, that to me was the most important, because it already, you know, gives me ideas. So when I go to do it a second time, I'm, you know, going to do it the exact same way.
How did the students in the workshop interact with each other?
Yeah. We had 11 students. The interaction was great. You know, sometimes, you know, I've taught school for a very long time and I've done presentations. This one I feel was just so interesting to them. And that is how, that's how you do as teachers. If you know, teaching is not really the hardest thing to do. It is hard because if you're not a good salesperson and you're not on the sale, they're not going to buy what you're selling, and they're going to be disinterested. Or they're going to kind of get part of it. But if you really want them to, you know, really understand and really grasp it, you involve them. So, you know, what I did was I had them talk to each other and I kind of circled the room to listen to them talk. And the engagement and the excitedness, you know, that I was seeing from the students really was like, I was like, wow, I'm really, you know, I felt very good because I was like, I'm really onto something here. You know, the students really the dialogue was just, it was really good to hear them talk about their differences or hear somebody say, well, you know, for me, I don't know if that's an option, or, you know, yeah, I know, but, and I really liked the way they talked to one another, because a lot of times when you're circling a room like that as a teacher or as a presenter, sometimes people will get off task, but I could tell, you know, it was only 11 kids. They were really, really on task and really seemed to, you know, be getting a lot out of such little work on my part. You know what I mean? I knew it would work, but I just didn't know it would work that well. So the dialogue was really, 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 really good stuff.
Now, in the class discussions amongst the students, did you ever notice, you may not remember this, but did you ever notice anything like a student saying something and another student saying, gee, I never even thought of that, and, you know, may have made a breakthrough of some sort? Anything of that kind?
Yeah, you know, I saw it happen a couple times. I don't remember the specific examples, but it would be stuff like, somebody would say, well, I'm going to be, you know, applying to this school, and I'm going to be applying to this school because of this. And then somebody would come from the other side of the room and say, oh, I'm doing that one too, but I'm only doing it because of this. And did you know? And then it's like that all of a sudden, like, the conversation just left me. You know what I mean? Because the kid was now talking to the other kid. And when you start to see that happen, did you know that they have a program that you could get in there and you could actually get a master's in 5 years? And, oh, no, I didn't. You know what I mean? So to have them, and that's why I paired them at the beginning, to have them talking to one another, not only are they learning from the kids from your podcast, but now they're learning from each other, because they're going to learn from each other either way. And I noticed something this year, which was really interesting. When we had our representatives come in from all the different colleges, a lot of times the representatives they're running late in traffic. So our students will assemble and sit around our big table that we have before the representative gets there. And you can hear them chatting about their schools. You can hear them talking about, you know, oh, well, I'm going to go early decision here, or I'm thinking early action, you know, so they were actually talking to one another, which just made my belief even more sound. You know what I mean? That kids like to listen to kids. They like to follow kids that have gone just right before them and have had success stories and so forth. And again, no matter how much we relay the information, or your independent counselor does it, or your parents or your teachers, or they really only try to look right in front of them. So like right now, sophomores are looking at juniors, juniors are looking at the seniors, what's going on with them. And being in the mixed classes where we have sophomores, juniors, and seniors together, it makes perfect sense, because they're just feeding off of one another. So if that's who they're going to listen to, then we need to use that.
I just heard you say that you would do it a second time. What would you do differently?
I think I would enhance what you picked upon about maybe 10 minutes ago in our conversation. I would definitely try to get more student interaction in smaller groups, and to kind of have more conversations with one another. And because I did not allow them that much time, because a lot of it we had to do some listening to the podcast, you know, so we only gave them about a good 5, maybe 10 minutes. So I'm going to expand on that time, because if I can get them to get those aha moments from each other, I mean, that's the whole goal of this in the first place. You know what I mean? It's to get different viewpoints, to see where other people are coming from, because those are the things that students will do. And even when students are in my office and we're talking about colleges and why did you pick a school, a lot of the times they'll say, well, I'm following my cousin because my cousin did this. And, you know, so if I can somehow facilitate that interaction, and if I can make it longer, and the kids could get more gold nuggets from each other, then I know it's going to stick better. I mean, I can, of course, summarize all the gold nuggets for them, and I could spit it back out to them, you know, and I could write it for them. I could display it on a board, but let's face it, it's just not going to stick as well from when they hear it from their own peers. And especially when a senior is talking to a junior, or when a senior is talking to someone who's in their first year or second year of college or hearing their feedback, that is really, really important. If I can get those to engage. So if I were to go back to before the pandemic, when I had students coming in and talking to my present students, the ones that were coming from college, I would probably in that live session somehow make the students talk to one another more instead of having my presenters just do all the presenting and not allowing for a good Q&A at the end. Because our Q&As, you know how it always goes, the Q&As, always want to have a lot of time for Q&A, but then you always run out of time. And that was where we were missing the boat, I think, a little bit there. So I would definitely, you know, in reiterating, I would definitely a second time through give the kids more time to talk to one another. And just like I said, right at the beginning of this, Tom, be quiet. Students talk to each other, because that's where the gold nuggets are going to come from.
Tom, are you able to calibrate or track a student's progress, a student that's been in your workshop, and as they go through the college process, are you able to track how they're doing?
I know exactly what you're asking. I'm way ahead of you. That's why I'm so excited here. I'm way ahead of you. I had already gone, I looked up, because we have on our staff, we have 12 counselors. And I went to those counselors of those students and told them that they had participated in this. And now, you know, since we're right dead in the middle of actually applying, now my interview is actually going to be with the counselor themselves. And I'm going to say, hey, you had 3 students in my seminar. What can you tell me about their lists? What can you tell me about the colleges that they chose? What was that experience like? Was it easier for you? Because that's, at the end of the day, is what we want to do. We want to make it better for the student, which in turn makes it better for the counselor, because the counselor would, almost like they're like ripping their hair out trying to talk to students and telling them, I don't know if that college is appropriate for your list, or I think you need to add a little bit more targets and safeties instead of having all these reaches, or why did you pick that? And because that's kind of been not just my pain point, but it's been a pain point of all 12 counselors. Don't really seem to really do the research and get the lists to better match what they really want. So my next job, and since we're right in the middle of applying, my next job is probably to wait to the end of the calendar year. The only thing that we'll be waiting for at that time is regular decision, and to sit and say, okay, these 11 students, which ones went early decision, which ones went early action? What can you tell me about their list, and get the feedback this time from the counselor and see if it really, really made an impact. And if it did, and take all their feedback to tweak, because then that gives us 2 more months to roll out, because I want to roll it out in the middle of winter in February again, when it's course selection time for juniors. That's when I would like to roll it out again and with all the improvements.
We now transition to the exciting part of this podcast, where we actually talk to 3 students who were part of Tom's workshop. There were 11 students, as Tom mentioned, who went through the actual workshop, and 3 of them have been kind enough to talk to us. So let's see. So Tom, so we have, you said Melissa, Anne, and Chelsea, right?
Yes, Melissa, Anne, and Chelsea, 3 amazing students.
Awesome. So welcome to the podcast, College Matters, Alma Matters. I really appreciate you guys taking the time and saying a few words and talking about the workshop. Now what, almost 6 months ago. So I thought what would be great is talk through and share some of your experiences. So maybe we can kick it off by just giving some overall impressions of what you thought about the whole exercise or workshop that Tom conducted.
Yeah, so, how about we have Melissa answer that one? Here's Melissa.
Sure.
Hey, Mr. Van Katt, it's nice to meet you. So my answer to this question is that overall, it was a very good eye-opener. It taught me the importance of things that people have mentioned to me before, but I never really got into, such as the safety or reach schools and the listing out of what aspects of college are important to me, such as the size, majors, student life, etc.
Awesome. Anyone else want to chime in?
Hi, Mr. Venkat. This is Anne. Nice to meet you. Hi, I would also like to like piggyback off what she said before, like the workshop and like listening to the podcast. I wasn't really sure about like safety reaches and targets. Like my list was, I would say, very unorganized. But like during the podcast, like it was very insightful to learn like what these actually are and like how it'll help you when choosing the right school.
Cool. So Chelsea, did you want to say anything add to that?
Hi, it's Chelsea here. Adding on to like what they were saying before and just like with what it taught about creating a list, I feel like also hearing other people's perspectives in the room. Like I had one school going into the workshop, like I knew one school for sure I wanted to apply to. But then after that, I was like pretty clueless on what was important to me. Like I didn't know where to begin. But like from the sessions, like by the end of the session, I had my complete list. And the session I created in the workshop is the same list that I'm using right now. And those are the same schools that I'm applying to.
Before you went into this workshop, I know you all mentioned that you kind of didn't have the colleges pegged, you know, as safety or reach or otherwise. But did you have a list at all going into the workshop? Or were you kind of, you know, quite unclear about what colleges or schools you wanted to look at?
All right, here's Melissa.
When I went to these classes, I first only had two colleges in mind, two colleges on my list, and that was UConn and Sacred Heart. Those two were the only local schools that I originally went to before or even knew about necessarily. And so when I went to these classes, when I went to these College Matter podcasts and I heard all of these things, I noticed that there is like opportunities out there to go and go to other states. And it really helped me weigh the facts of like where I would be better at in a college.
Maybe one of you can talk about the stories you heard. I mean, you know, what was about it that appealed to you or made a difference? I mean, what do you think you connected with?
So the story that resonated with me the most was the story of Anna's, where she looked for a college that had a rigorous course load. And that's like one of the most important criteria for me when choosing the right school. I would say like her experience like helped me, like it opened my eyes and helped me realize like what I need to focus on when choosing the proper school for me. Because I like not the type of person who wants to go to like a party school or like a school that is not very, I wouldn't say like academic, but like, that's just like more, it just pushes you to be better. So like, I think that's one of the stories that I really liked.
Maybe one of you can talk about how, you know, these stories helped you get a better feel for college, a better understanding. A couple of specifics maybe. I know Anne addressed one, which was about work course load. So maybe there were other things that, appeal to you.
Oh yeah, Chelsea's looking at me, so she's going to answer that one.
Okay.
There are two stories I felt really resonated with me, and that would be Lorena's with the major, and then Aaron with the size of his school. So for Lorena, like her talking about how she really liked Davidson's College because they had a really great environmental studies program at the school, and that really resonated with me because the major I want to go into, there's not that many schools that have it. It's mainly a minor in most schools. It really like made me look into these schools because a lot of schools, like once I did start creating a list, I wasn't actually checking the majors. So I had a bunch of schools on my list that didn't offer what I wanted. and then hearing like Lorena's experience with like picking a school that had something that was good for what she wanted to do was really helpful.
Sure.
And then for Aaron, the size of the school, hearing him talk about how his school is so big that he had to do a lot of stuff outside of the classroom to get to know his teachers, it made me realize that I don't want to go to a big school. Like before, I thought I had no issue, like size wasn't important to me at all. But after hearing his story, it made me realize that no, it like really is, because I want to know my teacher, like just from being in their class. Like, yes, if they have some, if they're doing stuff outside of the room that I'm interested in, I will pursue that. But I don't want to be obligated to have to do that just to get to know them.
What did you guys think of the discussions you had amongst yourselves about the stories? I mean, how did that help?
Here's Chelsea again. She's looking at me.
Okay.
I really like the discussions we had in regards to, like, money, because I feel like that, well, yes, like, it's talked about, but specifically scholarships. Like, before we had the workshops, money was something that was, like, in my mind, like, but it was on the financial loan standpoint, like, FAFSA. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't remember who brought it up in the program, but they started talking about scholarships and filling them out. And yes, like a lot of the money you're going to be getting is from us, but you can get a lot more and a lot more help from scholarships as well. And I feel like that could kind of be neglected in the whole process. Like, it's not talked about enough, but I found that the session helped bring that to light.
That's terrific. So Tom, is there anyone else who wants to share their thoughts?
I also want to share. So adding on to what she said about the scholarships, so Mr. Sapkowski, specifically, he made this scholarship list that I did not know at all previously, and he talked about it during the session, and that really helped me, like, get into the scholarship things, because I don't really know where to start, because I know there's colleges that offer scholarships on their main website, but that isn't, like, enough, like, thousands and thousands of people are applying to it, and these scholarships that he sent to us are like somewhat smaller scholarships that we might actually be able to win. So that's what I want to say.
So let me ask you the $1 million question now. Would you recommend this workshop to other juniors or maybe some of your other peer seniors?
Is feverishly raising her again.
Okay. So yes, I would most definitely, because these are things that typically aren't taught by parents or teachers in general, and it was great to have a specific class on colleges which helped clear the confusion and got us to organize our thoughts, because I know most of the students that walked into that room that day, they were really confused, like, on where to start, what steps to take, in general, how does college work? And so when I walked out of there, I feel like I had a physical, what I should do, what should I do next, and where to go if I needed help.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay. Anyone else want to add to that before we go to the last question?
Yes, here is Chelsea again.
Okay.
Going off of what Melissa said and how, like, it was really helpful, because oftentimes, like, we don't know where to start. I feel like a lot of programs that do help you prepare for college, it's not accessible to that many students, because it's something you have to pay for and, like, go out of your way to make room in your schedule, and a lot of people, like, whatever their circumstances, they don't have the time for that. So having a space in school that's free to go to is really helpful, and I really like that, because I know I wouldn't have been able to do something outside of school because, like, busy work schedules. So this is something that's really beneficial.
Okay, so before we close here, any suggestions? I mean, what could we do differently? What could Tom have done differently? Or what would you suggest for future sessions like this?
All right, here's Anne.
So I have a list of three that I really think that would be really helpful to kids or juniors and seniors who are wanting to pursue college. I would say, like, a podcast about freshmen adjusting to the college like not academically, but socially, like how's living in dorms like, what clubs are they in, and like how do they manage their extracurricular activities with their course load. And sure. One of the things that, because I'm interested in pursuing athletics in college, so I would say like a college podcast about like athletics and how stressful it is and like managing that, cons of being a college athlete. So another podcast idea would be alumni network and career development and how they work hand in hand. I hear a lot of stories about how alumni just want to help graduate students and like undergraduate, and it would be really useful to understand how that works and what's the benefit of it.
Sure. So, yeah, great suggestions. I love both these ideas, both these topics. By the way, Anne, you know, for the athletics, I'd suggest you listen to a podcast by Ian Cleary, I think it is, from Oakland University. He actually played baseball through his 4 years. It was in the Honors College. So he talks about that experience. And then there's another one at Columbia University. He played football. And he talks about, and I can send you the link as well. I'll send Tom the link. So there are at least two stories that I can remember right away. But I think it's a great idea, the whole adjustment idea for a freshman.
Awesome.
Fabulous. Anything else? Any closing thoughts? Anything that was left unsaid? Here's your chance.
I just want to say, Venkat, if I could cut in here. We started this because I think I told you before, our biggest pain point with seniors is getting that list correct. And which is why we took like 3 to 4 class sessions inside of our school, not outside of the school day. We obviously made sure that it was free. And I will go back on, if anybody has heard our prior podcasts, that it is so important to listen to your peers, and they take advice from their peers a lot faster and a lot quicker and absorb it a lot better than they would when they get the advice from a parent, a teacher, or an educator. So the fact that you have students on there talking about their experiences on College Matters, I think it resonates with that. Would you say that, ladies? It really, yeah, right. If we had picked different episodes where they were, let's say they were not students talking, Venkat, that they were professors or they were admissions directors from the colleges, I don't know if that would carry as much weight. But when they actually hear the experience and how everybody's experience is different, it really helps them say, wow, I'm not the only one that's kind of going through this. These are people that have gone through it and they were able to get through it. They struggled, but that's part of learning. Learning is struggling, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think you make a great point. I mean, I think the takeaways really are that there isn't one straight line and there isn't only one path, right? There are so many different ways you can navigate the whole college journey, and that you have your own unique experiences. And then, you know, so the challenges may be similar, but the way you sort of take them on and do things with it are different. So, so fantastic. So Chelsea, Anne, and Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time and giving some feedback that I think would be immensely useful to all the kids out there who were in your shoes maybe 6 months ago, that you were in 6 months ago. So thank you, and really good luck with the process, and hope you land where you can go, you know, blossom and flower and all that good stuff. So hope things work out for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed our podcast with Tom and his students of West Hill High School. Many thanks to Melissa, Chelsea, and Anne for doing this episode with us. For more details, check the show notes for this episode wherever you get your podcast. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.